looking back, feeling I was due for something new. Tired of city life, got no more for me. It's time to find where mountains meet the sea. Said I might find you there. Well, I was sure she was misguiding me. Stung my thumb out anyway. What else was I to do? Escaping all my blissful memories. I saw you in Tofino. Under a cedar tree, swollen belly clouds began to pour. Tried to turn, tried to run, nowhere left to go. November swell are knocking down my door. Now in the forest, in the dark, hidden among the ferns, was that wise white bear a fable island lore? She said, nothing, there's nothing more, nothing less forever. The laughter, the anthem of the soul. Be nothing, cause nothing, no, nothing less forever. Be together, the mountains meet the sea. Walk barefoot along those westward shores. Winter rains cleansed away all our venom pains. Dogwood blossoms bloom once more. Only nothing, it's nothing more, nothing lasts forever. The laughter, the anthem of the soul.
Personally feel most in your element when you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
I'd definitely say performing. Yeah, it's how we started. Even before we started writing songs, we had, you know, perform covers from artists that we enjoy, and that's I think how we feel we connect with each other and connect with our audience. Just, you know, intimate listening venues and playing our songs and enjoying that connection with an audience.
What can you tell me about your song, Mountain Moments?
Again, another love song about falling in love in the mountains, and it's each verse is kind of a little snippet from our courtship.
Perched on a cliff in sunblazed air, raven. Sing all over the abyss, spirits in trance by kiss. Mountain moments, big make. Alpine views can bob where he's way. Forest path, it's never straight. In this place is where I wanna be. disappears when you're with me. Melting moments remain. Photographs, I get lost with the past. Memories fade too fast. How do I make this life last?
You've performed extensively across Western Canada. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Yeah, it's a show that would stand out for us would be probably early on in our kind of touring career would be a show in Golden, B.C. We played at a place called Jita's Cafe, and it was a short tour. It was only four dates in a row, but Julie had the whooping cough of all things, and she was just getting over it. They call it a 90-day cough, and she was probably on day 70. So she was getting over it, and we were thinking of canceling this little tour, but we decided to go for it. And this was the last night of it, and she was doing great with it. And she made it through our two sets, and it was a packed house, this small venue that should only hold about 40, and I think there were 60 people packed in there, dead silent, and hung on every word and every note, and got a standing ovation at the end. And it was, yeah, I think it was very emotional for her, you know, to get through that and just to receive that support from the audience. So I think that would stand out as one of the top shows for us, or one that just, yeah, stands out as a very connected show.
Do you have a website where we can go to check out your music?
www.theravenandthefox.com. And we're also on, of course, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Sweet Dreams. What can you tell me about that one?
That one evolved pretty simply just from the idea of, again, when we were apart, a lot of these songs evolved from that time in our relationship early on, just texting each other goodnight. And then just the idea of falling asleep and being together in our dreams.
Oh. Sean, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you very much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. walls, letting our spirit soar. Cast off with me from the safety of this shore. Close your eyes.